Major northeast snowstorm.
It could be up to 3 inches an hour.
Supreme Court nominee speaks out.
He calls the president's remarks demoralizing.
Help from the parents.
Just to pay the rent.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin outside here in New York City, which is getting battered by a powerful storm that's packing snow and strong winds. Millions are in its path from Washington, D.C. on up to New England. Upwards of a foot or more of snow is forecast for a lot of places. Our coverage begins with KYW Radio's Tim Jimenez.
It started out as rain in the Philadelphia area, but the snow picked up around 5 in the morning, and it's falling and falling fast. Slushy and slick roads throughout the region, a tougher time for drivers to see too far out in front of them. Up to 8 inches forecasted for some suburbs here, and most schools are closed for the day.
This is Sean Adams driving around Greenwich, Connecticut, where this fast and furious storm quickly blanketed fields and old stone walls. The roads, not so picturesque. Plow trucks scurry to keep pace with the rapidly falling snow. Blades are down, sparks are flying. Many schools made the decision to close last night, affording little ones sweet dreams of snowmen and sledding.
This is Ben Parker on the Massachusetts Turnpike just outside Boston. The snow hasn't started to fall here just yet, but road crews are ready, pre-treating the highways ahead of the storm. With schools canceled and at the urging of government officials to limit travel, there are not a lot of people out.
Nearly 3,000 flights have been canceled because of this big storm. Our transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at JFK Airport here in New York.
At least half of the flights in and out of the city have been canceled for today. Up in Boston, more than 60%. That's expected to climb. All major carriers are offering to waive change fees for passengers flying to or from airports from the D.C. area all the way up through Maine and even parts of Canada.
Well, back indoors now, we shift to Capitol Hill, where despite withering criticism from Democrats, the Senate's confirmed Jeff Sessions to be the next attorney general.
This is a special honor. I feel it in my bones. I hope and pray I can be worthy of the trust you've given me. I'll do my best to do that.
And the former Alabama senator says he hopes after the bruising battle, lawmakers can, in his words, get along better. And with a successful procedural vote last night, the Senate set the stage for Georgia Congressman Tom Price to be confirmed as health secretary. President Trump's criticism of the judicial system in the handling of his travel ban has sparked sharp words from his own Supreme Court nominee. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, late yesterday, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal quoted what Judge Gorsuch told him about Mr. Trump's comments.
He found them to be disheartening and demoralizing.
This criticism would serve a purpose for Neil Gorsuch. It would distance him from the remarks that even some of Mr. Trump's fellow Republicans have found distasteful. On Twitter this morning, the president responds, bringing up a controversy that Senator Blumenthal faced in his 2010 run, in which he lied about serving in Vietnam. Mr. Trump suggests Blumenthal is now misrepresenting what the judge said. But Steve, sources close to Gorsuch confirm the quote.
In Phoenix, protesters stopped a police van from leaving an immigration office with a Mexican woman here illegally who was ordered out of the country. Her U.S.-born son is worried she will be deported.
I'm pretty nervous, but it's hard not to cry. We have to stay strong. I told her that I love her and that everything's going to be okay. And
several people were arrested. Now to Wisconsin, where CBS's Dean Reynolds has checked in with Trump supporters.
We've been visiting Frank's Diner in Kenosha regularly, not just for pancakes the size of catcher's mitts, but for presidential politics, too.
What grade would you give the president?
They have to break it in two, an A for intentions and a D for implementation.
Every Trump supporter here said the rollout had been rocky, but like local businessman Glenn Woods, they blamed the president's opponents for making things worse.
The Democratic strategy seems to be make them stand in fire ants, and eventually he'll run away.
Dick Gentz and Larry Rash thought the president should take a breath.
I think some of the things he's done probably should have been done a little slower.
The executive order on immigration.
I don't think he gave it enough thought. I thought he may change after the election. Once he became president, you know, he would be more presidential. He hasn't gotten to that point yet.
They said, give the president a chance.
Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Well, CBS's Jeff Pagés has learned key security cameras in Washington were hacked using what's known as ransomware just days before Donald Trump's inauguration.
In the end, the cameras were taken offline for 48 hours and reconfigured. No ransom money was paid, and the cameras were fully operational for the inauguration. Investigators have not ruled out that this was a state-sponsored operation.
Two suspects in Britain were arrested in connection with the case. The new administration's promised job creation, but it may take more than that to stop the cycle that's forced more young adults to rely on their parents for some kind of financial help. CBS's Peter King joins us with more.
Steve, moving into adulthood is seemingly harder than ever financially speaking. Research from the University of Michigan shows that parents are helping their 20-something children pay the rent, an average amount of about $3,000 a year, or about a third of the housing cost for those kids in major metropolitan areas. The New York Times says it's because pay for young people just starting out can be very low, especially in the fields of art, design, and education.
We're hearing from some of the patients at a former Ohio clinic who claim in a lawsuit they were told they had Alzheimer's disease, even though they didn't. Patient Sean Blazek planned suicide if things deteriorated.
I didn't want to put my children through dealing with every single day, not knowing whether dad's going to recognize you today. To me, at that point, it seemed easier to not be around for that.
Well, some high-wire acrobats are on the mend this morning after falling more than 30 feet during a practice yesterday in Sarasota, Florida. Jennifer Mitchell is a spokeswoman for the Circus Arts Group.
There were five artists injured in the accident. No life-threatening injuries have been sustained. We are confident that all of those involved will make a full recovery.
Famed daredevil Nick Wallenda was part of the act, but not one of those who fell. Yahoo Sports reports Major League Baseball will test an extra inning rule in some minor leagues this season, putting a runner at second base before a batter even steps up to the plate. The idea is to spare pitching staffs and add excitement when games run long. Size matters at the Big Auto Show in Chicago. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert takes us behind the wheel.
Here in the heartland, trucks are big. This show has new variants on Ram, Toyota, and Nissan pickups. Ford has a big Expedition and Dodge a high-powered Durango. IHS analyst Stephanie Brindley says utility sales are at an all-time high and growing.
It is a trend that's not going to change. We don't see it slowing down.
Most passenger cars saw double-digit sales drops in January. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Chicago.
At 6'9", former NBA player Charles Oakley was and is an imposing presence. Last night he was charged with assault and removed from Madison Square Garden. The 53-year-old Oakley shoved security people as he confronted Knicks owner James Dolan during a Knicks loss to the Clippers. He starred for the team back in the 80s and 90s. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.